It's 544 at listener-supported 90.1 WABE. You can follow us on Twitter at WABE News. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A highly anticipated grand jury report investigating allegations of corruption in DeKalb County was unsealed yesterday. Now, that report implicates suspended CEO Burl Ellis, who is already preparing for trial. But other recommendations include further investigation into several past and present county officials. Another recommendation is the abolition of the county's CEO form of government. And members of the county commission held a news conference earlier this afternoon. Lisa George was there. She joins us now. Lisa, did the members of the commission who were there talk about the grand jury, the part of the grand jury report that deals with the criminal allegations against CEO Burl Ellis and the recommendation that authorities continue investigating some other people?
They very certainly did not. They walked right in and said, "We're happy to see you, and we will not be addressing the criminal part of this grand jury report." But they did want to talk about the recommendations that the grand jury report had made, which at the top it said, "We think that you should scrap the CEO form of government in DeKalb County." Of course, you know DeKalb County is the only county in the state of Georgia that has that.
It's an elected CEO and then an elected county commission.
Exactly. And DeKalb County is the only one. The grand jury report also called for an immediate audit of county operations and codifying the county's purchasing policies. As you know, Burl Ellis, who is currently under indictment, is under indictment for allegedly strong-arming county vendors into contributing into his campaign funds. So the procurement process is something that was very much on the grand jury's mind. And Lee May, the acting CEO, who's the presiding officer of the county commission, made a point about what he thought when he read these grand jury recommendations.
The irony of many of those recommendations is that many of those same suggestions have been brought forward by many of the commissioners standing behind me and also that serve on the Board of Commissioners at some point of time over the years.
And another interesting thing was that Commissioner Jeff Rader, he pulled no punches when he responded to the report and also said he'd take some action and take it pretty quickly within the commission.
While regrettable, many of the conclusions of the grand jury were predictable, and to those who are close watchers of DeKalb government were not surprising. The commission has the authority and the structure to immediately qualify and employ a internal auditor with a high level of autonomy to investigate objectively the operations of the county government. And I will petition that committee to begin the process of qualifying and employing an internal auditor.
That committee being the Finance and Budget Committee, Rader says he will go to that committee of the commission right away and get them to hire someone to start the audit. Also, Lee May says he has asked COO of the county, Zach Williams, whose official title is Executive Assistant, to start an internal review of the grand jury recommendations that were made public yesterday and to report back to the commission within 30 days. Also, Elaine Boyer, she's been on the commission longer than anyone there, and while she didn't call for an immediate substantive action, what she did say was kind of interesting and not something maybe we expected to hear from one of the commissioners.
One thing I'd like to say to the public is I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that this has happened, and we're going to commit to make the government better.
Now, Lisa, it sounds as if all of these commissioners are saying, okay, the problem is not just in the people, it's in the form of government, that it's too susceptible to corruption the way it's set up.
Absolutely, that's exactly what they're saying.
But were all of them saying that?
All of them weren't saying that quite so directly. Some extremely directly. Elaine Boyer and also Sharon Barnes Sutton. She said that in so many words, that it's not the people, it's the form of government. Kathy Gannon was one of the commissioners also there today. And her tone was more conciliatory. Let's keep an open mind and let's see what that report we're going to get in 30 days says.
And we should note here that it isn't ultimately the decision of the county commission that will decide the future of the form of government. That would be up to the legislature, and there's already a drive, some leading Republicans like Mike Jacobs of Brookhaven in the House and Fran Miller of Dunwoody in the Senate are getting ready to start the process of drafting a bill to scrap the form of government that DeKalb has. We should also note we tried to contact some leading Democrats from the DeKalb County legislative delegation, and so far we've been unsuccessful. Lisa George, thanks so much.
My pleasure.